In the bedroom she shared with her husband, Allie Timberlake tucked her makeup case neatly into her suitcase, then zipped it shut just as her husband emerged from his closet, a duffel bag in one hand. "Are you sure about this, honey?" Mac asked, his brow knitted with concern. "We can still change the plan."
"Right," Allie replied, her tone dry. "And for the rest of my life, I'll get to listen to Stephen and Chase talk about the one that got away."
"Hey, we can go fishing in Alaska another..."
Allie interrupted. "No, it's okay. I'm glad you're getting to go. It's a minor miracle that your schedule and those of the boys meshed this time. If Caitlin wanted you with her, that would be different. But she's flexing her wings and feeling independent and ready to take on Vanderbilt University." Her lips twisted as she added, "Frankly, I'm not sure she really wants me to go with her to Nashville. We haven't exactly been getting along very well lately." Her husband tossed his duffel onto their bed, then gave Allie a rueful look.
"She did tell me you packed her toothbrush 3 days ago. She thinks you can't wait for her to go."
"After the way she's been acting lately, can you blame me?"
"Now, sweetheart."
"Oh, I know." Allie shrugged and waved her hand in a dismissive gesture. "She's emotional. I'm emotional. It's not every day that your youngest child and only daughter goes off to college for the first time."
"Exactly."
Mac grimaced and rubbed the back of his neck.
"That's why I think I should be there. The boys could go to Alaska without me. No reason why they couldn't."
He truly appeared torn, so Allie swallowed her own misgivings and pasted on a smile. "Actually, there is. This is a father-son trip. You can't very well have a father-son trip if the father is a no-show. You went with me and Kate to orientation, and that was the important trip. This will be fun for me and Caitlin. An August road trip. A mother-daughter adventure. We'll do just fine." He gave her a long, searching look, then nodded.
"Okay, if you're sure."
"I'm sure." She smiled with a brightness she didn't feel. "Now I'd better get downstairs and see to breakfast."
"Leave your suitcase. I'll carry it down when I come."
"Thanks." Allie tried to shake off her melancholy as she made her way downstairs to prepare a meal for her family. She wanted today's breakfast to be extra special, since this was Caitlin's big day, the day she flew out of the nest and off to college. It was also the first time in months that the entire family would sit down to a meal together, and likely the last meal they'd all share until Thanksgiving. Throughout the children's lives, Allie had made the family supper a big deal. It was the Timberlake family together time, and everyone was expected to make a real effort to be there. Since Mac had worked at her father's firm while the kids were growing up, she had invoked the boss's daughter privilege in that respect alone. Mac had rarely missed dinner with the family. That had changed since he took the seat on the bench. But by then, the crucial years were behind them. The precedent had been set. Their family was stronger because of it. After today, family meals would be few and far between. Allie briefly closed her eyes.
"Don't go there,"